Hey guys, happy Friday and welcome to today's Fit Friday episode of Fit Friends Happy Hour. Now, maybe you're listening to this driving on your way to work, or maybe you decided to take the day off and you're staying at home. Have you ever called into work or called in school sick, you know, and then you dial up the phone and you're kind of prepping yourself like, I know I sound terrible. Wait till you hear my cough. Yeah, it's really bad. So I just don't think I'm going to be able to make it in today. Yeah, okay, yeah. All right, yeah, I'm going to go to ReadyMed. Okay. And then you hang up the phone, and then all of a sudden, you're kind of like, oh my God, I think I'm sick. Like you get in your head that you truly feel sick, right? We've all been there. So what happens when we do that? It's your belief, right? Our beliefs become our reality. And when we tell ourselves something, whether it's positive or negative, over and over and over again, the more we focus on it, the more we dwell, the more we think about it and have it at the forefront of our brains, and the more lies or truths that we tell ourselves, that is what our bodies and our brains become to believe. So you can take this either way, you know, but what are some of the negative talks that you tell yourself in your head right now? Think about it. What's the last time where you felt, you know, mentally exhausted, or, you know, you made a decision not to do something? Think about that. What was that conversation that went on in your head? What were you telling yourself? You know, let's say a teenage boy goes in, you know, sees this pretty girl and he thinks, I'm not going to ask her out because she's going to say no. She's not in my ball game, not in my field. And he doesn't ask her out because he believes that the girl is out of his league and she's going to say no. So because of that belief, he makes a decision not to ask her out, right? But what if he had the belief of, you know, I can, I don't know, be with whoever I want to be, and he asked her out? You know, it can be in any situation, but we have this voice in our head that tells us we can't do things, or we're not smart enough, or it's not going to work out, or, you know, why would you even buy that course? You're not ready for that. And we get inside our heads. So the next time you catch yourself having those negative thoughts, ask yourself why. Why do you have that thought? Or maybe the better question to ask would be, why not? And if you're struggling with mindset, you know, or negative beliefs, it's not as simple as, you know, just standing in front of the mirror and power posing and saying, I'm worthy, you know, repeating that over and over again, as much as blogs and podcasts and people will tell you, oh yeah, you just change your beliefs. You know, you repeat it. You just listen to a podcast, you read a self-help book, and boom. You wake up and your beliefs have changed. And that's really not the truth. Yes, that helps. And I'm a firm believer. Lauren will agree with me that personal development and investing in yourself and, you know, reading and listening and diving into things that make us smarter and more positive people are helpful. They won't always change your beliefs and the voice inside your head. What does help to change your belief, so however, is taking action. So have you ever had that time where, you know, you're sitting on the couch and, you know, you really told yourself that you were going to go to that 5:30 step class, or, you know, that 5:30 turbo kick class, and you really want to go, but you're just so tired. You know, you had a long day at work, you packed your bag but you're tired, you know, you had to deal with people all day, you were on your feet all day, you didn't get a lunch. And what happens when you don't go, right? You stay on that couch, or you drive home, you sit on that couch and you do nothing. You feel lazy. You are, oh, sorry, don't mind me. You know that I record my podcasts, my Fit Fridays on my way to work. So, yeah, be safe, Indianapolis. Anyways, when you sit on the couch, how do you feel when you skip that workout and you tell yourself how tired you are? You feel freaking tired and you fall asleep at 6 o'clock, right? But what happens when you really don't have energy? You're very low energy, but you get your butt off the couch and you go to the gym. You have the best dang workout of your life. You leave the gym feeling more energized, or, you know, like you have one of your, for me personally, I have some of the best workouts on the days where I really don't feel like it. And it's really hard for me to get there. And I give myself this personal 5-minute rule, you know, start for 5 minutes, whatever it is, start moving for 5 minutes. And if after that I still don't feel like it, then I can go home or I can go upstairs and call it a day. But what happens 9 times out of 10 is that energy begets energy, and action creates energy. And those small wins or that energy is what's going to shift your beliefs and help you to rewrite that story in your brain. So your homework for this weekend or today is to really listen and identify those key moments or those situations where that voice inside your head starts to speak louder than the voice inside your heart. And I want you to listen to that positive voice inside your heart or in your head that tells you that you can, and that deep down you believe that you can do this. Whatever it is, you know what that it is, you can make it happen. All right, guys, that's it for today. If you found this episode helpful, do us a favor and hit that subscribe button and share this with a friend. You listening are how we reach people who are like-minded, who need more of this, and we need more people like you in the world and in our own lives. So share this episode, let us know what you think, and we'll talk to you next week. Bye.